Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Florida opens more than 100 fraud investigations into the abortion amendment campaign. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it's interesting. The truth is finally coming out right before the election, as the Florida Office of Election Crimes and Security has now opened more than 100 investigations into potentially fraudulent signatures used to help get the extreme and, as you know, deceptive Abortion Amendment 4 on the ballot.
Yeah, according to a recent 348-page interim report released by this Election Crimes and Security Office, state officials are now investigating complaints that point to at least 35 paid signature gatherers who submitted nearly 37,000 petitions with suspected voter signature forgeries. These paid signature gatherers are associated with Floridians Protecting Freedom, the pro-abortion group that sponsored Amendment 4.
You know, as you know, I mean, many of those people out in the parking lots were deceiving the potential signers by saying, hey, don't you want to help save women's health? Don't you want to help women? Blah, blah, blah. Not really talking about abortion at all, in order to get them to sign. But now it looks like they're also been deceptive as far as witnessing false signatures.
Yeah, it's one thing to have a he said, she said type of argument that they are supposed to tell the person to whom they are asking to sign the petition what the petition is about. Mm-hmm. And clearly they did not. We know that. They avoided the fact that this was about abortion. But that's going to be harder evidence to argue, because you'd say, well, they said this and we said that, and they would go back and forth. But this is different. This
concrete,
is not just he, she said. This is concrete information and data. The detailed report states that these allegations may affect more than 1,500 voters across 35 counties. The report's cover letter, signed by the Florida Deputy Secretary of State and Legal Affairs and Election Integrity, Brad McVeigh, states in detail how state officials were inundated with complaints involving this organization that was the sponsor and its agents between late 2023 and early 2024, which included the allegations that the sponsor of the amendment used signatures from dead people, used non-matching signatures, forged voter signatures, and used personal identifying information without consent.
Sounds like the election here that we saw in 2020. But this is what happens when you pay people to gather signatures. And Planned Parenthood and the Human Rights Campaign, they were very motivated to get this on the ballot.
Yeah, because the more signatures they get, the more money that the signature gatherers receive.
Right.
McVeigh states that two of these paid associates have already been arrested, charged, and even convicted.
Wow.
And sentenced already for felonies involving election fraud, such as forging voter signatures and submitting invalid petitions. The letter states, quote, in addition to the arrest, OECS has to date opened well more than 100 preliminary criminal investigations into individual paid petition circulars and organizations involved in the collection of petitions on behalf of FPF. Given the credibility of the allegations, OECS has referred over 100 individual FPS cases to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, FDLE, which is actively pursuing dozens of criminal investigations together with the Office of Statewide Prosecution.
You know, in the Florida Protecting Freedom, they needed a minimum of 891,523 signatures to get this on the ballot. The group collected 997,035. However, that means that 105,000 signatures would need to be found as fraudulent in order to disqualify Amendment 4 from the ballot. And I think here we have a case of obviously it's not going to all be turned around before the election, but if it were to be voted in, I think it's very clear it could easily be found invalid.
That's right. In fact, the letter actually says that OECS, the Office of Election Integrity and Crimes, has become increasingly concerned throughout 2024 after an analysis of statewide data showed that a significant number of known fraudsters, and that's their words, had submitted petitions counted across the state. The report notes these petitions were mistakenly verified by some counties, which failed to adhere to Florida's signature matching standards. In addition, the OECS stated that it has also received credible allegations that some of the Floridians Protecting Freedom, the sponsor of this amendment, paid circulars and incentivized them by being paid per signature, which is a third-degree felony in Florida. The analysis also shows that some of the paid petition circulators had criminal histories and were not Florida residents.
Wow.
So this is amazing, and this is why they're showing that they get more signatures than they really have,
right?
Because the more signatures, the more money they're getting paid.
And you know, I'm never in favor of these amendments because I don't think you should go in there and keep changing the Constitution. I just don't think that's a good thing to do, much less codifying abortion within the Constitution. But now you see the nefarious actions that have been behind this whole abortion amendment in Florida.
Yeah, and it goes on to say if a circulator is paid per signatures, circulators are incentivized to forge as many signatures as possible to make a quick and easy buck.
Mm.
He also said that the Floridians Protecting Freedom, again, this is the organization that was created backed by Planned Parenthood and the ACLU and funded also by the Open Society of George Soros.
Which the very name itself is very deceptive.
Yeah, it's very deceptive.
Protecting Floridians? No.
They spent millions of dollars to get these signatures and put this on the ballot. They have already been fined recently $328,000 for election law violations, and they have already paid $22,000 in addition to civil penalties. That's in addition to the $328,000. So we're talking about almost $350,000. In the report, OECS makes several recommendations to the state's executive branch and legislature to prevent future election fraud, suggesting required paid petition circulators be Florida residents and making convicted felons ineligible for being paid petition gatherers.
You know, this just shows you how desperate they are to Planned Parenthood, for example, to kill babies, to make money off their parts, which is just is horrendous. But you look at this amendment, and it reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. So that in itself is very deceptive, but it means abortion with no limits up to birth and no parental consent.
This law would, if passed this amendment during the ballot initiative, the final vote, as you mentioned, would override every single law except for parental notification. And the only reason for that is that's a separate constitutional amendment. But parental notification, as we know, is nothing. In Florida and elsewhere, it's nothing. In Florida, it's a text message or a phone call 24 hours before an abortion. And there's no need to have it confirmed that the person actually received it, that it was sent to the right cell phone. And also, if you don't have a cell phone or you don't do it by electronic communication, you can do it by letter 72 hours ahead. But the person who's sending the letter is relying upon the information being provided, so it might be a wrong address.
Right.
Even if you got the notice, the parent has no right and no say-so in the abortion. So it's nothing. Everything else, health and safety. Yes, health and safety. Requirement that the abortionist be a doctor. The fact that you have parental notification, that's the only thing. Everything else is gone. Parental consent's gone, informed consent's gone, health and safety. funding abortions. It's an amazing, radical, deceptive amendment. Abortion through all 9 months, up to and including birth.
And you think in Florida there's a heartbeat law in place right now?
All gone.
All gone. I mean, that's a six-week ban. All gone, all overturned.
Late-term abortion, gone. Yes. Nothing. Nothing survives.
Right.
So pray for this case. We're being actively involved in educating voters throughout Florida. You can go to lc.org/FL amendment. And for the other amendments in the other nine states, lc.org/abortion amendments. That's /abortion amendments. Pray for life to prevail on Election Day.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.